There's not a lot that kids can perform in, and if there is, it's usually just a chorus role.
I like being the main character. I just like the whole idea of the spotlight always being on me.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
How about you two? How did it go?
Oh, it went very well, actually. Really I'm very well. Pleased.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good for you.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was excellent. I thought it was a lot better than the other two.
Devon Atherton, director. It's not your first time, obviously, to do community theatre.
Oh, no, I've done it four times.
Oh, really? Just with Debbie? Or you have?
Well, not just with Debbie. I've done a few other theatre programs.
So are you going to keep doing community theatre? Something you want to get into?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something that I want to do on the side. It's not anything that's like a major thing in my life, but I still enjoy it immensely.
Would you consider writing plays or something?
I myself wouldn't, just because if it didn't turn out right, then that would just give me a bad name, so I don't want to do that. But I think that if the troupe wanted to write it collectively, that would be something interesting to get into.
You directed this too, right?
I did.
So how was that experience?
Well, it's not even really as though I was a director. Most of the people didn't listen to me anyway. It was very difficult to get them organized. And I had to switch to one of the lead characters about 2 months ago. So I had to learn a lot of lines because a lot of people quit. So directing wasn't really something I did. Everyone pretty much could just do it on their own anyways. I wasn't really needed that much. But in the beginning months, it would have been really nice if they would let me direct, but it just wasn't happening. I'm done with directing. I'd rather not direct anymore. I think I'd just like to act and not have to worry about it. I think my brother and a few other people would like a try at it, and I don't want to keep it all for myself. So.
And you were
Watson.
Do you have any favorite moments as your character?
I really liked my opening line.
Good evening. So good of you to come. For those of you who are unacquainted with me, allow me to introduce myself. I am John H. Watson, M.D. I had all those Sherlock Holmes stories that are so popular. Perhaps you've read a few. A Study in Scarlet, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Holmes may be the most famous consulting detective in the world, but he's hopeless when it comes to writing titles. He once suggested I call A Scandal in Bohemia, The Adventures of the Man with the Deformed Toenail. Happily, common sense prevailed. Still, I had no keener pleasure than in following Holmes in his professional investigations. He says I'm a trusted comrade, and always of use. Eh? What was that? What a curious question. Was there ever a story I did not put to pen and paper? Indeed, yes. The Giant Rat of Sumatra. Other people cannot read the story. I see no reason why they should hear it. Our story begins on a foggy night in old London town. That is the way all good Sherlock Holmes stories should begin. Year is 1887, or, as some prefer to call it, in the time of Jack the Ripper.
The Ripper is everybody! Jack the Ripper will save the world! Help! Please! Never! It's not a
book! Halt, you swine! Stand your ground! I warn you, you won't escape!
Bravo, Watson! You're the only one in the mob who didn't run off. I applaud your courage.
Holmes?
Obviously.
But why? I don't understand.
Amelia West to test a theory.
Theory?
Jack the Ripper has been described in the sensational press as one who always works in the fog. He wears a cape, hat, and carries a Gladstone or medical bag. Okay. So, anyone who appears on a foggy night carrying such a bag is automatically assumed to be the murderous maniac.
What of it?
Well, the mob came to an entirely erroneous conclusion. Shows, my dear Watson, how dangerous it is to reason from insufficient data.
Dear Lord Holmes, your eyes look back of your head. Something positively inhuman in you at times.
Interesting.
What were you sniffing at?
Can't you smell it?
Nothing.
Ah, Watson, you must learn to become more observant. The smell of fear is in the fog. Come on, Watson. It's getting chilly. I could do with a pot of tea and some Mrs. Hudson's savory leftover bacon kidney pie.
Hi. My name is Colin, and I'm going to talk about what my roles were for the play. I was a vicious-looking rascal. I had to try and stab Sean, which was acting Charlotte Combs. And I was another one, which were, I was throwing, like, poison darts. But my sister Eva, which was acting Mock Turtle. And then I had to gas Sean, Devin, and Makeza, which Sean was acting Sherlock Holmes, and Devin was acting Watson, and Makeza was acting Lady Fitzwarren. I had to drag her out, Makeza out. And I was a ratter. We had to come out singing Free Blind Mice. And I was ballroom guest. And I was a Londoner and a carster.
So what was the best part about the whole play that you enjoyed participating in?
She was looking rascal.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like doing evil things. Yeah. I like drama. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Do you want a small role or a bigger role?
I think I like the roles that I was in.
Yeah, you like small roles?
Smaller, but yeah. I think maybe next time a bit more. Because mm-hmm. we joined late. We were just replacing some people that quit on them. Mm-hmm. So.
You have failed me. You know what happens to underlings who fail me.
Mercy, remember royalty!
Your death shall be noted. Talked about.
No!
You have a cold and proud nature, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. I intend to grind it into the dust.
And you never remember, I'm begging you!
Very well. I shall let you live.
Oh, thank you, remember, thank you! No, I'm not your friend!
I didn't say for how long.
Diana LeDuc.
I can't abide Uncle Chatter. Sit down, Lestrade.
Don't mind if I do, thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Tell me, what brings you to Baker Street?
Can't a bloke stop by for a friendly visit?
You're not a bloke. You're a Scotland Yard detective. You know I never encourage friendly visits.
That's a bit cold, ain't it?
Hang the polite conversation, Lestrade.
If you like. You read the papers, don't you? But this just was a monster. It's more than I can handle.
Not surprising.
The Vivaldi Rose, long rider of Chutney's, just arrived in London. Sight is a goal. Sight makes a big fuss on the end corner of the present. The trombone on his head. There's a reception or a ball every night. Tonight the honor goes to Lady Fitzroy.
Lady Fitzroy, you say? Curious.
Takes half the force to guard his worship. Worse than when the King of Bohemia was in town. Us chaps of the earth have our hands full. Since Maharaja, there is the usual enough. Robberies, burglaries, arson, and robbing. Now the plot that's cut up running around Whitechapel, scaring citizens up to death.
Madeline, okay. My role was newsboy, chorister, ballroom guest, Londoner number three, and that's it. I had like three newsboy parts. The first one went, read all about it, get your copy of the London Times. Ripper strikes again, Jack the Ripper seen in Whitechapel, London in grip of terror, who'll be next? Paper, paper, read all about it. Thank you, kindly, Governor.
Get your copy of the London Times, read all about it. Bloody Jack, seen in Whitechapel. Who will be next? Police is baffled, who will be next? Paper, paper, read all about it.
My keys are custard.
Please to enter, Lady Fitzroy.
Hear me out, I pray, kind sir, I suspect you may concur. This is a case you'll want to take, that Isadora de Merville really is an imbecile. She does not know how much is at stake. Last night in her garden I found this chain, the rat of Sumatra, evil cult design is plain. The cult is here in London town, and their dangerous reunion makes me suspect that their hideous rat idol is here too. Can you find the place, and then squirm in, and then erase those vermin? This chain is our only clue. Can I count on you?
Radio Free School. A show by, for, and about home learning.
Sean Atherton.
Hi, so Sean, you were the leading character, right?
Yes. Well, I was Sherlock Holmes, the famous consulting detective.
Okay.
In fellowship with my dear friend, Dr. Watson. Okay. Together we go on all sorts of wonderful, crazy adventures, one of them including the giant rat of Sumatra. It's basically the story of a dagger and a poor woman who... supposedly loses the dagger, and then Sherlock Holmes is on his mission to find the dagger for the poor woman. But in doing this, he discovers there's so much more to the plot, and it just gets more and more mixed up. And Professor Moriarty comes back. It's pretty cool.
You've played Sherlock Holmes before, right?
Yes, this is my second act playing Sherlock Holmes. Both times I'm quite enjoying it. And last year, actually, I played Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, which went marvelously as well. I do enjoy the role. It's extremely exciting. I like being the main character. I just like the whole idea of the spotlight always being on me. And, I often give it up to, the other people on stage, but I'm constantly trying to take everyone's eye and focus it on me for some reason.
And you tend to improvise too.
I do. Yes, I do a lot of improvising, either for myself because I can't remember my lines, or someone else not remember their lines. So either way, it makes a pretty good play.
Do you think you'll continue in theater?
Oh yeah, yeah. Theater's fun. Theater's great. Definitely. Theater's definitely something I might even want to think about doing professionally.
Now, how about
Oolong? Callie, Kirsted.
What's your favorite part in the play that you played?
What about the part when you have to show your long, pretty much naked leg behind the screen?
No.
Was
that fun?
That was fun.
I kind of like it when Watson keeps messing up my name and you get to tell him off.
Any luck?
Watson, have you forgotten our mission?
Of course not. Can't a man have a bit of relaxation?
Not in this foul Imperium. Hold on, you.
Careful, Holmes, she's an old woman.
Is she?
Yes. Good grief. It's Darjeeling.
Oolong. Let me go.
Not until you tell me what I need to know.
I never tell. If I tell, I die. Listen, the sacred gong! They will think I have betrayed them. We are all doomed!
My favorite part in the play?
Most memorable.
First thing that comes to mind, I would say, is definitely the YMCA song when we're dancing away in our busking outfits. Oh, that's just too funny.
Yeah, when I start,
too good. And taking off all our clothes and stuff like that.
That was fun. The wild chase.
Oh yes, and the chases are fun too.
Yeah.
Come along, Martin. There's work to be done. The game is afoot.
So, Callie, is it really taking a lot of work for you?
For the particular role I'm playing, it's not that hard. But
I mean, your mom's doing that. Are you happy that she's doing that, or do you think it's taking up time? And
no, it's a lot of fun. It's a good opportunity to go and act.
Lady Fitzroy's dance is where we're at.
What a charming chance to chew the fat, sharing the latest news, boring though it be, pouring up the tea, yawning with ennui.
I'm Isadora de Merville. I have to be really silly and I have to giggle and stuff. So, and then I'm Michael Mottchurtle, who stole the dagger from her, and I'm almost always, their paths are always almost crossing, but they don't quite do it. I never get to just rest and sit down. I'm always rushing for a new scene because the High Priestess and Michael Mottchurtle are the same people. Mm-hmm. So I have to rush, and I'm also a Londoner and a chorister.
You won't get me. I'm not like the others. I'm too smart for you. Where are you? I see you, hiding in the shadows, skulking around dark corners, murderers, miserable bandits! Where are you? Now I see you, now I know! Who else are you? I'm finished, done for!
Oh. Lieutenant Mockturtle?
Oh.
I am Mr. Sherlock Holmes. This is my associate, Dr. Watson. I believe you are acquainted with a client of mine. Miss Isadora de Merville?
Holmes, the fellow's delirious.
Let's see what you can do for more chat.
Erica LeDuc.
Hi, I'm Erica. I play Mrs. Hudson and Mrs. Warren in the Sherlock Holmes Giant Riders to Watch Her Play.
What were some of the problems that you had?
My cues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought you were going to say my cold.
That too. That too. But for the play, the cues.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so how long have you been doing theater?
Well, I've done 11 plays.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm actually going to pursue it as a career. Acting or dancing or something like that.
So, your favorite play you'd like to be in the future? Or is there something in particular you'd like to act?
Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Really? It's fun. And I really like it.
I mean, just working with homeschool, is that different from
watching
the other people?
Yes, it's a lot different. Well, depending on where you go, it's a lot more easygoing, and you know, you can eat in class, and some places you really can't, and it's yeah.
So it's more relaxed.
Yeah.
Nysa Atherton. Tell me about your role.
Well, I'm Delia, and I like to faint a lot. Yep. And I'm Londoners.
Have you done a lot of plays?
Well, there was one that I didn't, wasn't that big of a play. We just did it at a house. It wasn't like a stage or anything. But there was, we did Sherlock Holmes. and we did a Christmas Carol, and we're doing another Sherlock Holmes one now. Well, I usually have small roles, but a lot of them.
Let's go backstage and show me where your stuff is backstage. First time on the stage?
Yes.
How do you like it?
It's great and it's really fun, and that we can see every friend that we haven't saw for so long time, yeah. And stuff.
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
Will Papel Erskine. Do you want to just tell me what your role is in the play?
Well, I'm playing Professor Moriarty. He's Holmes's classic villain, even though in the original stories he only appeared twice, and one of those was a retcon.
Oh.
So he really only appeared once, but because he was Holmes's equal intellectually, he became the most well-known. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Sherlock Holmes,
okay.
And although that era's heroes. No, Sherlock Holmes was only a fictional creation of Arthur Conan Doyle, who even... wasn't always that thrilled about Holmes. I mean, he liked it, but he actually killed Holmes off so he could write different stories. Didn't want to have to do anything like that anymore. But people still like Holmes so much that they kept writing Arthur Conan Doyle, and he finally was convinced to bring Holmes back. And that's when he wrote a whole story about how what really happened was Holmes just... he kicked Moriarty off the waterfall and then walked away so that he could fight crime while people thought he was dead and didn't even tell Watson. So in a way, Holmes was like the first superhero of sorts to have that happen to him.
Oh.
Decades before Stan Lee ever did that with Marvel.
And Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper's real, right?
Yes, Jack the Ripper was real. There's still today mysteries unsolved. They're still coming up with theories of who it was. One of the ongoing ones is that he might have been a member of the royal family, but I just don't bother thinking about it myself. I don't care. He's really now just, you know, just a name nowadays.
Yes, Professor. I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Stop!
Too late.
Sorry to disappoint you, Holmes. Keep them prisoner.
Don't worry, my dear. I'll see that no harm comes to you.
I'm afraid.
It will be useless for you to fire your revolver within these walls, Holmes. The electrical charge of the machine renders it quite inoperable. A delicious side effect, don't you think?
Why have you been so determined to keep an eye on me, Professor?
Well, I'm sure by now you've realized the entire giant rat of Sumatra ruse was nothing more than a charade on my part in order to keep you distracted until tomorrow. You have the nasty habit of getting in the way of my plans. Enough of this checking one another. It shall lead to your destruction or to mine. Throw in with me, Holmes. I offer you a partnership.
Moriarty, you're a swine.
Watson, please, you have some grand plot behind all this scheming. What is it?
I see no reason why you should not know. I'm about to set in motion the greatest of all my capers. I want nations to grovel at my feet, millions to be made.
He's mad.
Not an original observation, unfortunately.
The first step in my monumental caper shall be the assassination of the Maharaja of Chutney.
I suspected something, but never that.
Yes. all the tribes of India shall rise up against England, and world war can commence.
Good gracious!
World war? How can you be so heartless, so cruel, so insensitive?
Oh, just lucky, I guess.
That's terrible.
Yes. You're
a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Slimy, glinky, grimy. A long chain, yet every link runs true.
Stone Grey, what did you do in the play?
I was doing all the lighting and audio for the play.
Okay, so you did a really good job this time.
Yeah, this
around.
Time. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like...
There was a couple problems last time because the DVD player died, and I'm not happy about that, so...
Okay, so are you happy with the way you...
Yes,
turned out?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I think we could do it a bit better the next time.
What do you think what's needed to make it a bit better?
I want to increase the color temperature of the backlights, but that's just a really picky thing, so
okay. Wow.
I don't know if it's important.
Experience. How old are you?
12. I've done numerous plays at the staircase.
I'm Debbie Kirsted. I'm the facilitator for the drama troupe Captain Squeezy's Performing Arts Group.
Okay, how long have you been doing it?
It's been a year and a half, I guess. This is our third production.
It's been a long haul for this one, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of turbulence in this one, but it's coming together nicely now.
I just wanted to talk about community theatre, because I think when for a while your kids were in theatre, I think they were doing some small roles in local groups. So I'm just wondering what made you decide to start doing your own group?
Well, they did. They just had chorus roles in a production at the Dundas Little Theatre. But there's not... And they used to do a March Break play that would have kids in it, but then they stopped doing that, so there weren't any... There's not a lot that kids can perform in, and if there is, it's usually just a chorus role, not really any parts or anything. And also, when we used to live out in Victoria, there was this herbalist who said that kids who are very melodramatic do well when they do drama, and most of the homeschooled kids I know are very melodramatic, so I thought, well, you know, that would be a good outlet for them.
Okay, so you're doing it, but you obviously must, because it's a huge amount of energy output. I'm just wondering, like, you must really have some kind of invested interest in it too, besides for yourself, right?
Well, part of the reason I started it too was just for the kids to have kind of something of their own. I really wanted it to be very much about how they wanted to do it and them taking responsibility for things. I thought so much of their lives seems to be, you know, what everyone else is, you know, saying they should do and do it this way. And so I really wanted it to be about them. And, you know, so they name the group and they choose the productions and, you know, they make a lot of the decisions about, you know, how things will happen. One reason I do it too is because it's a good creative outlet. I really enjoy, you know, tinkering with the plays and helping with costumes and props and stuff like that. Yeah. It's, seeing the whole thing come together is really rewarding. So
So you're definitely going to continue doing it then?
Yes, I am.
Despite all the frustrations.
Yeah, I just have to learn how to deal with the frustrations better.
Do you think you'll change it a bit in any way, like the process? Or?
Yeah, I'm slowly, you know, from each production I'm learning little things and trying new things out and, you know, hopefully get the process working better so that it's, you know, more enjoyable for everybody.
What are some of the problems, though, that you, besides the frustration that you might meet with the kids, is there other major problems you have? Like, I mean, I'm thinking about space and...
Well, it's challenging financially, you know, to try to find, you know, space that's reasonable. I really try to keep it reasonable for the families, and it's completely, you know, we just do a lot, you know, the families donate some money, and then we do fundraising, and it's all, you know, it's just a complete non-profit thing. So, you know, that's always a challenge to keep up with that.
Is there anything else you want to add to this?
It's a really great bunch of kids. I'm really lucky to have such a talented, challenging, creative, funny bunch of kids. I really appreciate them and enjoy them.
Lovely. They're lucky to have you, I can say that. Not to forget, the rest of the cast members were
Maeve Hay Cooper,
Angus Hilton, Dylan Sunshine, Brian Kisson,
To Ruin Sunshine.
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.